good. So the first two aliyahs in Kisisar are quite long. So the very end of the second very long aliyah, at the end of Sheni, we have the whole discussion about Moshe moving his ohel outside. If Hashem's not going to talk to them, I'm going to talk to them. The same with the Rebbe and the Talmud. And the very last pasuk, again, you don't have it on the handout, but it's the very last pasuk, Perek Lamed Gimel Yud Aleph. The pasuk says, V'diber Hashem el Moshe ponim el ponim. Hashem spoke to Moshe face to face. Kasher yidaber ish el re'ehu, like a man would speak to his friend. V'shavel hamachane sharso Yoshua ben Nun nar lo yamish mitoch ha'ohel. And he returned back to his tent, and his servant Yoshua ben Nun, who was a nar, would not leave from the ohel. So on this, there's a comment from the Or HaChaim, which you have. That's on the left hand side, the first page. The Diber Hashem ponim oponim. Right, Hashem was going to speak to Moshe face to face. Now, obviously, face to face can't be literally. This is the concept of anthropomorphism. Whenever the Torah uses a physical term to describe Hashem, it's just to give us some sort of semblance of an idea. Hashem doesn't have eyeballs, but we know what it means. When we see things, when we say Hashem sees what we're doing, it means Hashem knows what we're doing. Right? So these are just things to kind of break the ear a little bit, to help us.
Now that you have artificial intelligence and all this, it helps us because we can understand that those things don't have eyes if they see.
Correct. All the stories that are happening with the spyware in Israel, right? You think your phone's off, but they really put your phone's on. You think the camera's off, your camera's on. So okay, it's Pirkei Avos, Ozen Shamas, right? There's an ear there. There's everything you see. Everything's written down. Okay, so we can't take it literally. So what's the Or HaChaim? The Or HaChaim says now, HaKavona B'zehi. So what is the Kavon over here, if it doesn't mean to be literally? What's it coming to teach us? Ki kefi shir ha'achona. Because according to how much of a hachona, the amount of the preparation, Shehaya Oise Moshe, L'kabalos Pnei Shechina. Because according to how much hachona Moshe will make on his end, L'osa shir, for that much, Tia ha'soga miponim halyonim. That's the degree of his perception would be of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kikafi asher yochin adam atzmo lahashpasa kedusha yosig, because a person will have a hasaga, a comprehension, that's what he's going to attain according to how much he prepares for it, right? So what's pshat now when he sees Hashem speaks to him face to face? It means how much Hashem's, my face will correspond to your face. If you prepare a lot for it, then you're going to get, you get back what you put in. On this, Or HaChaim HaKadosh, it reminded me of a sforno that I think Rabbi Simon said over years ago. The Sforno is found in Parshas Vayetze, right? We know after Yaakov, you know, also similar to Moshe here, has an encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, right, where is this? In Chaf Ches. Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnaso. Yaakov wakes up from his dream. Vayomer Achen Yesh Hashem B'malcham Hazev Anochi Lo Yadati. Hashem was here and I didn't even know about it. So, okay, right. We were familiar with the whole story. So what? Lemaisa, Hashem spoke to you. Ah, I didn't know God was here. I didn't realize. But you got the prize anyway. No, Hashem spoke to you. So what's you understand the question? What's he so upset about? I didn't know about it. So the Sforno says on this, Vanochi lo yadati. I didn't know that this was the makom of the Beis Hamikdash. Sheilo yadati, says the Sforno, Hayisi mechin atzmi lenevua. Velochein Asisi, I would have prepared myself. Had I known what the special, unique qualities and nature of this place, says the Sforno back in Parshat Vayetze, I would have done something to prepare for that, to prepare for my encounter with the divine. And that's an interesting idea that the Or HaChaim is pointing out here, that as much as a person prepares themselves to encounter Hashem, that's how much they're going to get back. Right, and he uses this concept to continue in the next part. It says, V'omer, the post says, Kasher yidaber ish el re'ehu. Right, Yisboel l'Rabosenu, l'Darkenu. I read that wrong. L'Darkenu, according to this whole mahalach we're doing, al derech omruz, it says k'mayim haponim l'ponim kein lev ha'adam l'adam. Right, the way that a face, just like water reflects a person's face, so too one person's heart reflects back to another. Pirush ki halavavos yaskilu benetlam im lehov im lisno. the hearts of people can detect the hidden feelings that other people have towards you, and you respond in kind, whether I can sense the love that this person has for me, or I can sense the hatred that this person has towards me. I can sense it. I can feel the anger. I can feel the resentment.
People are able to mask it somewhat, right? I mean, there are people that are very good at that.
Yeah.
Right. I mean,
honestly, you can tell when someone's happy to see you, right?
Right. But they could also be putting on an act.
Okay, they could.
That's how good or bad they are, but
they could. So what comes out from this, to the extent the person prepares his heart to love his chaver, and that's how much is your friend is going to feel that how happy you are to see them, that care. And again, could you fake it? Yeah, but at the end of the day, you can't fake it for too long. Eventually it's going to come out. People could tell whether you're sincere about them, sincere towards love or sincere towards hatred. Right? They can sense that. They could definitely pick up on negative feelings from somebody else that's coming to them. That's what the pasuk means. It says, just like a man speaks to his friend. That one's friend's not going to love him unless he prepares his heart to be friendly towards that person. Now, this is the power. This last part is really what I want to focus on. This last line of the Or HaChaim. According to this principle, now a person can figure out what his status is vis-a-vis Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Im levavo yisave v'yachashoykla b'Hashem. If a person has a desire and a craving towards Hashem, v'davaso, and to serve Him. Hine zesimin ki Hashem ahevo. That's a sign that Hashem loves him, right? You know, in a relationship between people, you know, when you have reciprocal love, that's what it means. It flows in both directions. When you love somebody, you care for somebody, so then that comes back to you, and that's like it kind of like it becomes a cycle of intensifying the love. But if a person wants to know, that's such a powerful idea, that if a person wants to know how Hashem thinks of, right, if I'm loving for Hashem, so then it's that feel that Hashem is loving me back as well. And on this, that's the end of the Or HaChaim per se. And I wanted to take this. It's a short piece, right? That's the end of the actual Or HaChaim. But on the next page, you have. This is taken from a sefer called Eshpuch Lefon of Sichi. This is from a Rabbi Kramer, a Breslov Rechasi, passed away, a very special Yid, passed away recently, I believe, just a few years ago. There's a sefer just dedicated to the topic of Hisbodidus, and he quotes this Or HaChaim, if you see on the middle of the second page. So I'm going to just go on and reread the Or HaChaim, which we just did. We see where it says, Hadzvar Muflon, right? This is a pella, this is a wonder. Umashivan as a nefesh, they restore a person's soul. When you learn this Or HaChaim, if you're learning it correctly. By the way, you know there's a chevra, there's groups of people that they learn, they go through the whole Or HaChaim every Shabbos, every week. It's divided up. The volumes we have here from Fischl Lipsis' father, Al Vasham, I was looking through it, it's divided. This is Sunday's part, Monday dinner. So you finish the whole Or HaChaim every week. Amazing! It's a big accomplishment. I mean, use the art scroll. You gotta, you know, there's a lot more commentaries they have in there. But to go through, so it says like this. This is Prat Mashakos Besof Devarav Shehem Kiloin Leinaim. It's an elixir to the eyes. Ival Yisav Liyeshchalik BeHashem Avodoso. If you have a cheshik for Hashem, He nezesim ki Hashem Ahevo. It's a sign that Hashem loves you. So this is an idea. Again, heard this from Rabbi Simon also back in the, I think it was 1996 when he said this word, that the Rebbeinu Yonah is going on a pasuk in Mishle. Ish lefi maholo means that a person can be judged by how they are praised. Right? Yeah, you know, they say, Joe, he's such a great guy. Such a wonderful guy. So what a big bal tzedakah. They talk about you. So you want to know. So who is this person? So I listen. What are people saying about him? They say what a big Talmud Chacham he is. They say what a big mensch he is. What a big, Navin. Whatever it is. Whatever praise they say about him. Says, I mean, you know, that's not what the initially. Again, that's probably pshat and pasuk. But the deeper lesson is, if you want to judge a person, listen to who he praises. Islim Hala means listen to who that person chooses to praise. Who do they talk about? If you want to shots up a person, really understand where they're holding. So is he going to be talking about Gedolim? He's going to be talking about Sadiqim? Is he going to be talking about important things? Well, how is he going to talk about, like, you know, sports figures and movie stars and actors and actresses? So whoever this person is talking about, that's a simon as to who they are themselves. So that's what he's putting together with this Ora Chaim. That if you want to see who, where the person themselves is holding, how you want to really understand who a person is, listen to who they talk about. Not to what others say about the person. That's pshat and pasuk. What other people talk, the praises they give about the guy. Okay, it's true. It certainly is true. But the deeper level from the Rebbeinu Yonah is that what a person chooses to talk about, that speaks volumes about himself. Vehine lekuti tanin tzim tzadi tes, kos Rebbeinu she'ikr his bodus hi shekolkach kosei. You're such a longing and a desire for Hashem through that you're hisbodedness when you're in solitude and you're talking to Hashem. Like there's the swarm talk, it's a very high level. Your Hashem is going to leave you. You have such a longing, such a desire, which some of the swarm HaKadoshim explain that's what happened with Nadav and Avihu. Not only who died because they had such a longing to connect to Hashem. They wanted to leave this whole earthly world behind. But again, a person has this longing for Hashem. That's off the next page. So that's this idea that the Ora Chaim is drawing out. That a person, when you feel that longing for Hashem, that's a simon that Hashem has that longing for you as well. V'chol hakori toma. So anybody who's reading this is going to be amazed by that. Really? Really? Is that how it works? Harei kashe dabi ishel re'ehu hu l'chor oifin poshet me'od. So simple. Talking to Hashem is like talking to a friend. So simple. It's not a big madrig over here. Talk to my friend. How you doing? What you have for lunch today? How's the weather? How the kids? You know, you're just talking. Talking to my friend. Kederek Beis Reim. Two good friends. Just talking. Just schmoozing. The Ilukan. However, Meduber B'Devekus Atzuma. Ubitul Gomel Hashem Yisborach. We're talking about nullifying yourself and wanting your Hashem wants to leave your body. You're so in love. That's talking to my friend? I'm just talking to my buddy. You know, we're catching up. You know, I haven't seen you in a few weeks. What's going on? My soul wants to leave the body to come to God. Right from our pasuk in this week's parsha, who lashin hapasuk neemar it's a Moshe Rabbeinu of Hashem. Hashem el Yisham, Hashem el Moshe upon him. Kasher yidaber Yisrael reehu. Klomar nevuas Moshe haisa baaspak laria hameira. You know that that's a very famous phrase that comes up in rabbinic literature. You ever heard this phrase aspak laria meira? It means a clear looking glass. Clear looking glass, whereas the other Nevi'im, the others saw with an aspaklaria that was not clear, it was foggy. You know, what's the thing like you have on office windows that have like a frosty things you can't really see through? You can make out like a front door of someone's house, right? So they'll have like a window with frosted glass. You can see like an outline of somebody in the back, we have no idea what, like, really what's going on behind it, whereas opposed to like a clear glass plane, you see straight through. Moshe Rabbeinu saw straight through. There was no riddles, there was no puzzles, there was no unclear visions. He saw it with what's called aspaklaria meira. V'ra es ziv hashchinasu yizborach b'ra'iya b'ro'i, saw clearly Hashem's shchina. U'kashediber imo Hashem lo hayezeh kiroi mirachok. It wasn't like he was seeing things far away, obederech moshol, it's just a parable, a remez, a hint of what's going on. Elekashedar isha reehu shereehu bebiur. Like you're seeing your friend closely, Moshe saw clearly what's going on. Then he brings here the Rebbeinu Bechaya. So I looked up the Rebbeinu Bechaya. Okay, on this week's Parsha, the Rebbeinu Bechaya says an idea like this. Basically, there was no intermediaries. Upon him, al derech pshat yitachin nefarish shehu nimshach lamatev who dovek kashay daber isha rehu v'shir hakosav kain by the deep. I'm reading the Rebbeinu Bechaya, so I don't have in front of you, right? Upon him, she'ein emtzai beinehem. There was no one in between. Kain hayadiber hakel yisale im Moshe bilti emtzai. Be'arakosav hazem milus nevuaso shel Moshe shehaisa below emtzai ma she'ein kain b'shar hanavim. Again, just to highlight the contrast, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rambam writes this in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, that Moshe Rabbeinu had, Moshe would say, Zeh, Right? This is demonstrative. This is what the other Nevi'im would say with the word ko. Approximately, this is what Hashem said. Moshe Rabbeinu would be awake the entire time. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need any hachonah. He was constantly ready, 24-7. Right? That's in Parshas Bahaloscha with Aaron and Miriam didn't really understand the uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah. But that's the way the Rabbeinu Bechai is learning the Pasuk, that there was no one in between. V'lekuti tenina, Torah Aleph, Kosev Rabbeinu, Shehat, Tefilehi Bechinas Borei Niv Sefasayim. When a person's davening, now Borei Niv Sefasayim, that's like a lashon of Nevuah, of a Navi. So a person's davening, says an interesting idea over here, that this is an aspect of Nevuah. V'al kein Kosev HaPaperes L'chachma, V'zel L'shon, and Yerlani is Daiti. The Roitzla means like this. Right, we're davening. We have our kavanas. We're focused on Hashem. And to pour out one's nefesh in front of God, as if I'm talking to Hashem face to face. First of all, like to feel that closeness, and to feel that. I want to come back and elaborate on this in a minute. I'm just going to finish reading this part. Elokis shebelibo. This is because of the spark of God that's inside of a person's heart. Ki ilu roa oisa yizborach umesiach lefanav es kol asher im livavo. Talking openly with everything that's on your heart to Hashem. Ze bechinas ruach nevuah mamish kemuvan. This is like a bechina of nevuah. Bezu toref kavanas rabbeinu. This is the overall idea that's being mentioned here. When a person really feels that my talking is not talking to the wall, there's a joke like that with Golda Meir, right? I forget which politicians went, they were down by the Kotel. And I forget who it was, maybe Kissinger, I forgot exactly what they said, did it work? So it depends, were you talking to the wall or were you talking to God? Golda Meir's sharp answer. Like, did our prayers work? Were they accepted? Or the politicians wanted to ask us? It depends, who are you talking to? Yeah? But a person feels that. A person feels like talking to Hashem. That just like when I'm talking to somebody, I know they're there, and I know they're listening, I feel that same sense of reality, that's Hashem's presence listening to me. Nochach b'nei Hashem mamish, that's what it means. A person's neshama wants to leave because they feel that strong sense of dveikus. Just on the last page here now. So certainly different levels in this awareness of Hashem as a person's davening and feeling Hashem's presence in front of them. You can't even understand. Vadai lo es madregas klal hayirav sherim ogdimis Hashem madregas Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Moshe bedavru Hashem. It's not like, you know, the tzaddikim of this generation on the same madrega when they were tzarach on Hashem and Moshe was talking, must be the same thing. There's no comparison. Elishi is soda devarm. What's the foundation of all this? Hashayich lechol hachafit l'avodas Hashem, to all of us who are trying to come closer to Hashem. She yeshiv nochach pnei Hashem, that we should understand that we're facing Hashem when we daven. That we really feel this, that when I'm talking to Hashem, He's right there listening to me. Kimuvan is understood. You need a lot of davening, a lot of help, the supplications. That's how a person comes and feels close to Hashem, by feeling Hashem's presence. And that's what, again, the Orach Chaim started off by saying, that's what Moshe made upon him, that you could feel the longing you have towards Hashem, that's response. So there's a wonderful sefer which I picked up last week. Prepare My Prayer. Rabbi Dov Singer, who's from Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Dov Singer is the head of Makor Chaim. Remember the Steinsaltz Shluchim used to come, right? Mm-hmm. Although that's connected to the same educational philosophy that that he came. And he didn't do this with us in the workshops that I attended, but somebody told me when he was in, I heard this from someone who's in Boca Raton. When he went there, and they were practicing his bodas. Maybe I heard from Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg himself. That the first thing they did before they like went off and did his bodas is they just had people sit down and like they paired off and people just sat and had a conversation. We don't have a conversation with a human being. Forget about talking to Hashem. Let's just talk to one human being. Put away the phones. Put away this, and just let's have a conversation. And they sat again, like just by themselves. You guys been to the shul in Boca? You know, it's a little bit, you've been there, right? So behind there's like the lake. So then after they did this exercise, like what it was, I don't remember exactly. I think it was a shiur I heard. It must have been from Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg, Prish alumni, proud Prish alumni. And he said, like, after the shiur, after the exercise, then they, like, went out by the lake where it was nice and dark. And they, like, found their own private spot around it's huge, it's beautiful over there. And they were talking to Hashem. But you have to have a conversation with the human being first. So that was his exercise he wanted to get them. So in this book, it's called Recipes to Awaken the Soul. And he says in the introduction, I don't know if you wrote it, someone else wrote the intro, like, with a recipe, you could have two people following the exact same recipe. It's not going to taste the same, right? You can make your potato kugel, I'll make my potato kugel, and it's going to come out. What do you mean? I follow these guys? Everyone has their own unique thing. So he says, these are suggestions. But at the end of the day, do we feel when we took three steps back from our Shemona Esther, we just had a conversation? That I really just poured out my heart like I'm supposed to be doing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So, if you're like me, more often than not, we don't really necessarily feel that we really accomplished what we were supposed to. So I'm just going to read from you one section of the exercises in here, but I think this really works well with, again, from the Orach Chaim HaKadosh. What's that? Oh, and from this is the Sefer Eshpoch Lefon HaSichi. So he says like this, on page 28. The awareness of another's presence can be felt on the simplest level by working in pairs. Define roles at the outset. One is present, the other gives presence. Sit together for a few minutes. The present one is present, focusing on the very essence of their existence. Breathing deeply and slowly, relaxing the body, letting go of all thoughts. The one who gives presence is aware, trying to feel the very presence of the other. Not their thoughts, not their desires, not who they are or what they are, rather to sense their actual presence. Let this presence impact, pass through, envelop. Of course, there's an exercise with that. Okay, I'm going to skip a little bit. At a more advanced stage, alone or with a partner, we progress to sensing the divine presence surrounding us. Peering at us from every object, from every tree, from every breeze. We allow it to encircle us, to embrace us, to wrap itself around our being. In this way, we'll build within us the primary you, the most basic, the one we will use each time we say, blessed are you in our prayer, the existing present you that fills all worlds. It's important to realize that we can't force this feeling of presence, and we can't know when it will come. Yet the intention opens the gates of our hearts to it and enables its existence. I think that's really a powerful thought to end off with tonight. The idea of trying to increase Hashem's presence in our life. And the way that we do this is through tefillah. Obviously through the formal, davening that we have in the Siddur. But also our own private personal prayer. We turn to HaKadosh Baruch, we have a conversation. And we speak to him, ponim upon him. As Rabbi Nachman says, you talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Hasbodos like you're talking to a good friend. You just pour out your heart. Yeah, everyone knows in life you have those friends, usually someone like you grew up with. You can be yourself around them. There's no airs, there's no pomp and circumstance, it's just basic. You have certain inside jokes that only they will know and only they will get. Because they know you. They get you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows us and gets us better than our best friend, better than our spouse, better than our parents, better than our children, better than anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows us better than we know ourselves. But the problem is, we don't connect to that. So I thought this was a good topic to discuss and hopefully create a little bit of awareness for. Okay, Shkoch, any questions?